Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. We are in Masechta Nida. We are in the sixth parak, Mishnayos, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. The Mishnah tells us, Tinoka Shehevia Shtei Sairos, Ocho Letzeso Misyabemes. If you have a girl who produced two hairs, so that's a sign of maturity, and she's able to take Chalitza or Yibum, V'chayeves B'chol Mitzos Ha'amuros B'Torah, she's also chayev in all other mitzos. V'chein Tinok Shehevia Shtei Sairos, chayev B'chol Mitzos Ha'amuros B'Torah, the same thing is true for a Jewish boy. When he has two Sairos, when he brings two hairs in the lower region of his body, he is also obligated in all mitzvahs in the Torah, and therefore, by definition, v'roi lios ben soro more, v'shiyavi shtei saros sach yakev zakan atachtom. He's able to become a ben soro more from the time he has two hairs appear until the lower beard appears. V'lo ha'elyon, we're not talking about the beard on his face. We see that the Chachamim refer to the area in his lower part of his body in a clean manner. From here, we see how important it is for Chachamim and others to speak with a Lashon Nikia. Tinoka Shevia Shtei Sairos, when you have a baby girl, a young woman who brings two Sairos, she's no longer a Tinokas anymore. She's not a little girl anymore. So if her mother and her brother married her off together, she cannot now refuse the marriage. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad She Yarbe HaShachar, until it's so dark on the lower area that she's going to be stuck. Shtei Sairos Hamuros B'Paro B'Negarim, while on the subject of hair, so the Mishnah in Mishnah Yud Beis tells us that when we talk about two hairs, in regard to the Parah Aduma as being two hairs that undo the Parah Aduma status, or two hairs in a nega to deal with the issues of Tzaras, v'amuros b'chol malchom, or any time we talk about hairs, a hair has to be kedei lakof roshon liyikaron divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says the proper definition of hair is that it has to be able to fold over from tip to root. Rabbi Elazar says no, kedei likrotz b'tziporin, has to be long enough to be caught by a fingernail. Rabbi Yakiva Omer, kedei shuni talos bezug, right? Yeah, they have to be able to be removed by a scissor, right? In other words, it has to be able to be that small. And the halacha in all of these instances is whatever is stringent, that is the position we follow. We'll stop here, Be'ezus Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.